It's Just Politics. I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And Rick, we start this week with a tale of intrigue, deception, and dare I say it, betrayal.
Yes, Zoe, a defection. We have so much to talk about. This is huge in Lansing. It hasn't happened since the 1990s. Democrats thought they had a reasonably safe seat in the 76th State House District in Grand Rapids. Competitive, but marginally Democratic, with a strong incumbent in Representative Roy Schmidt.
But then a tergiversation, a flip.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
On Tuesday, 10 minutes before the filing deadline for the August primary, State Democratic Representative Roy Schmidt from Grand Rapids changed parties. He withdrew himself from the race as a Democrat and refiled as a Republican. And at almost the exact same moment, Matt Mozak, a political unknown, and now we find out a friend of Schmidt's nephew, apparently a patsy, filed to be his Democratic opponent.
A weak, unknown opponent, almost certainly a loser in November. To Democrats, Schmidt's now a turncoat. He's been called a Judas by his fellow, I should say, his former fellow Democrats.
Republicans, however, gave the man a standing ovation at the state capitol a day after the news broke.
And Democrats are just surly and angry and wanting revenge. And a lot of them are asking, how did this happen?
Now, who approached you? Tataglia or Barzini?
This was a weeks-long project personally led by Republican House Speaker Jace Bolger. It was super secret. He negotiated with Schmidt first by phone, then it culminated in a meeting Monday night at Bolger's home. Schmidt says it was the attraction of working in the majority, and he felt Democrats weren't getting things done. He says it wasn't a big flip for him to go from being a moderate Democrat to a moderate Republican.
And Democrats are now calling for investigations. They're talking election fraud.
It appears Mr. Mozak may not have met the residency requirement to run, but that is tricky to prove. But how does a politically inexperienced 20-something respond to the possibility of legal action? Mr. Mozak abruptly withdrew his name from the ballot.
Which anyone across the state can do up until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Now, that clears the way for a write-in campaign to put a Democratic nominee on the ballot.
And I guess it begs the question, Rick, what might the Democrats have done otherwise?
Oh, the intrigue. With a Democrat already on the primary ballot, a write-in campaign to defeat him would have been a tough slog. You'd have to get thousands of people probably to write in someone's name, spell it correctly. It's difficult to get done.
It insults my intelligence. It makes me very angry.
But maybe the Democrats could get a candidate to file as an independent. It's not too late for that. And then throw the party's resources behind getting that candidate elected. Or run a third party, a minor party candidate. They nominate candidates at conventions. The Democrats could have made a deal to endorse and back a third party nominee against Roy Schmidt.
And right now, it is looking, though, like a write-in campaign. Might we see some Republicans who want to meddle in that?
Well, only if the engaged GOP voter wants to forego his or her right to vote in the Republican primary, which means not participating in a crowded, competitive GOP Senate primary. Five candidates. That doesn't seem likely.
Right. So, okay, are there any names floating around right now about a possible write-in candidate?
Well, I've heard former Representative and Minister Robert Dean. He made a run for the state Senate a couple years ago, didn't win. He actually has a lot of baggage with some business deals regarding a film studio. There was another state Senate candidate from the last round, David LeGrand. He might pose a challenge. He's a well-known local businessman. Whoever runs will have to live in the district. I suspect residency will be closely watched here.
Sure. So it sounds like Representative Schmidt went from the catbird seat to what could turn out now to be a pretty bitter grudge match.
I think we can expect Democrats to throw a lot at this race. And if Democrats see their chances of regaining House control slipping away, they now need to turn 10 seats to win a majority. They might throw even more into this just to extract their revenge in the 76th House District.
I believe I'll be taking my revenge.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie.